Welcome to Popular Wiki of the Day, spotlighting Wikipedia's most visited pages, giving you a peek into what the world is curious about today. With 708,271 views on Tuesday, the 5th of August 2025, our article of the day is 1989 Tiananmen Square Protests and Massacre. The Tiananmen Square Protests, known within China as the June 4th Incident, were student-led demonstrations held in Tiananmen Square in Beijing, China, lasting from 15 April to the 4th of June 1989. After weeks of unsuccessful attempts between the demonstrators and the Chinese government to find a peaceful resolution, the Chinese government deployed troops to occupy the square on the night of the 3rd of June in what is referred to as the Tiananmen Square Massacre. The events are sometimes called the 89 Democracy Movement, the Tiananmen Square Incident, or the Tiananmen Uprising. The protests were precipitated by the death of pro-reform Chinese Communist Party, CCP, General Secretary Hu Yaobang in April 1989 amid the backdrop of rapid economic development and social change in post-Mao China, reflecting anxieties among the people and political elite about the country's future. The reforms of the 1980s had led to a nascent market economy that benefited some people but seriously disadvantaged others, and the one-party political system also faced a challenge to its legitimacy. Common grievances at the time included inflation, corruption, limited preparedness of graduates for the new economy, and restrictions on political participation. Although they were highly disorganized and their goals varied, the students called for things like rollback of the removal of iron rice bowl jobs, greater accountability, constitutional due process, democracy, freedom of the press, and freedom of speech. Workers' protests were generally focused on inflation and the erosion of welfare. These groups united around anti-corruption demands, adjusting economic policies, and protecting social security. At the height of the protests, about 1 million people assembled in the square. As the protests developed, the authorities responded with both conciliatory and hardline tactics, exposing deep divisions within the party leadership. By May, a student-led hunger strike galvanized support around the country for the demonstrators, and the protests spread to some 400 cities. On the 20th of May, the State Council declared martial law, and as many as 300,000 troops were mobilized to Beijing. After several weeks of standoffs and violent confrontations between the army and demonstrators left many on both sides severely injured, a meeting held among the CCP's top leadership on the 1st of June concluded with a decision to clear the square. The troops advanced into central parts of Beijing on the city's major thoroughfares in the early morning hours of the 4th of June and engaged in bloody clashes with demonstrators attempting to block them, in which many people, demonstrators, bystanders, and soldiers, were killed. Estimates of the death toll vary from several hundred to several thousand, with thousands more wounded. The event had both short and long-term consequences. Western countries imposed arms embargoes on China, and various Western media outlets labeled the crackdown a massacre. In the aftermath of the protests, the Chinese government suppressed other protests around China, carried out mass arrests of protesters which catalyzed Operation Yellow Bird, strictly controlled coverage of the events in the domestic and foreign-affiliated press, and demoted or purged officials it deemed sympathetic to the protests. The government also invested heavily into creating more effective police riot control units. More broadly, the suppression ended the political reforms begun in 1986 as well as the New Enlightenment movement, and halted the policies of liberalization of the 1980s, which were only partly resumed after Deng Xiaoping's southern tour in 1992. Considered a watershed event, reaction to the protests set limits on political expression in China that have lasted up to the present day. The events remain one of the most sensitive and most widely censored topics in China. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:52 UTC on Wednesday, the 6th of August 2025. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for 1989 Tiananmen Square Protests and Massacre. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday at mastodon.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. A Until next time, I'm Standard Geraint.